Public art is a big part of what makes Ann Arbor unique and something we can still safely enjoy during the pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and one of the many talented artists in our community is Mary Thiefels, founding partner of Tree Town Murals and one of the so-called brush monkeys, and she's joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. I have to ask you, last time I saw you, Mary, you're such a dedicated, hardworking artist, you had paint on your fingers. Is that still the case, even at this time?
Actually, it's on my pants now.
Oh, okay. Well, good. That means you're busy and creating, right?
That's right. Yeah. Everything is considered paint clothes in the month of November and December.
Right. All right. Before we get to the brush monkeys and this year's window paintings, tell us where we might see some of your work around town.
Well, if you're talking about the work that Tree Town Murals has been doing, certainly I know that some of your favorites include the mural at the Museum of Natural History, which hopefully will be open for viewing in 2021 again, as we look forward to getting back to our favorite institutions. Also completed in 2019 in partnership with Destination Ann Arbor and Wickfield Properties, Daniel, my husband, and I painted the 10-story mural on the side of the Wickfield Senior Living High-Rise. Those two pieces have been really at the forefront of what we've been excited to bring to Ann Arbor specifically.
And what are the Brush Monkeys?
The Brush Monkeys is a collective of painters, illustrators, artists, professional artists that have come together in this sort of growing window art tradition that was started over 10 years ago by John Copley, and even before him, another gentleman. So we have carried on this tradition of window painting in the Ann Arbor area, but we're also watching this happen not only all over southeastern Michigan, but we've been traveling up to mid-Michigan to bring these custom illustrations, sort of wintry flavor around the holidays, but then also looking to offer year-round services for businesses and now expanding into residential areas.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is to focus on something that is still happening, even though we're in a global health crisis. I know we talk a lot about what can't happen or what isn't happening, but Brush Monkeys did some creations this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, in a sense, we risked our health doing it, but we definitely look at being outside as one of the safest ways that we could bring art to the public. We worked together to kind of collaborate on these different illustrations and partnered with area businesses to bring visibility to their storefronts, especially in this time when they need it most. Definitely had an insurgence of interest in a lot of lettering, promoting what is happening inside. And of course, our decoration and illustrations then also showcase what the different storefronts are doing.
Where will we see them around Ann Arbor?
Well, in the Main Street area, there's quite a few. We definitely have some regulars that we've been painting over the years, including Jerusalem Garden, Blue Llama, Comet Coffee. We've done the Bloom Meadworks, Argus Farm Stops, Arbor Teas, Grizzly Peak, Chop House, you know, many. You can just kind of stroll and find them for yourself.
And the reindeer bring me so much joy. Tell me about the reindeer window paintings.
In Nichols Arcade at Comet Coffee, we have a tradition of adding reindeer in illustrated scenes, kind of narratives that bring humor to the holiday season without really touching on any specific holiday. This year you have a reindeer with binoculars and a mask on, looking to the other window where two people are sitting close to each other having coffee with a little 2021 on the table marquee. So it's definitely looking towards the future when we can be close and sharing a cup of coffee together again.
So there's meaning. One might think, oh, it's just fun window art, but there's meaning to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun for us as a collaborative group of artists, is that we get to kind of put our ideas together and make these sort of illustrations happen sort of on the fly. And we want to tell a story. We want people to kind of stop and look and see what's happening, and then also to get interest in what the business is up to.
So I was thinking, because you are an seemingly outdoor artist that you would not be putting your health at risk. And you mentioned you were. So moving forward, what are you doing that's not putting your health at risk? I'm thinking only of your health, Mary. I want you to be safe and healthy.
Thanks, Lisa. We have projects that have moved into our shop space. So a lot of our public work that Tree Town Murals is working on is in the comfort of our home shop space. We are continuing to take outdoor window painting commissions, weather permitting, you know, as we move into the new year. And, you know, for the most part, just trying to keep artists that we work with busy and also ourselves.
We'll put pictures of some of this year's windows on our website, WEMU.org, with this interview. Mary Thiefels, thank you so much for bringing this joy to our community, and please stay well.
Thank you so much, Lisa.